a special morning buzzcast around what will likely be the sports business story of the year. And this is your morning buzzcast for Wednesday, June 7th. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcore coming to you from Chicago. You know, very few news events make everyone in an entire office stop and gravitate toward the television. But yesterday was one of them, when my colleague Austin Carr poked his head into my office around 9:30 and said, "Did you hear? Live PGA Tour merger." I was, like everyone, shocked. I still am. I understand the largesse of the money. I understand the need and wish to avoid public litigation, but this is a real stunner that the PGA Tour now felt comfortable being in business with the Saudi Arabian Public Investment Fund, the same group the PGA Tour criticized as morally questionable for the last few years. PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan said there is a strong spirit of partnership, yes, between LIV Golf and the Saudi PIF and the PGA Tour. That's hard to believe, I know. But let's break down what happened yesterday. A new entity, a new commercial NewCo, a for-profit entity that will include the PGA Tour, LIV Golf, and the DP World Tour, will be chaired by Yasir Al-Ramayan, the governor of the Saudi Public Investment Fund. Jay Monahan, he will be the CEO of the new group, and this will be a new commercial arm of a global golf enterprise. The PGA Tour will have a majority stake in this new venture, and the PIF will invest in this commercial venture. Now, there will be a board of directors that will oversee this entity's commercial operations, businesses, and investments, and that group will work to establish a schedule. Are there 1,000 more questions than answers? Absolutely. Do we have any of the answers today? No, not many of them. The two sides announced a memorandum of understanding and said it should only be a matter of weeks before the final agreement is in place. But let's just say, there were a number of confused and downright angry sources in golf yesterday, and of course, a very few happy executives who felt this was a long time coming and in the best interest of the game. Jay Monahan said it was less about how people respond today, and it's all about how people respond in 10 years. Well, that long view is probably a good thing for the commissioner, because as expected, this move did not play well among most golf followers, media pundits, and players on the PGA Tour. And remember, this comes just a week or so after Endeavor Chair Ari Emanuel said they didn't invest in LIV Golf, even though Endeavor found the concept compelling, because Jay Monahan personally asked Ari Emanuel not to have Endeavor support the effort. So there are just so many interesting subplots here. Here is what we do know. Golf Channel's Rex Hoggard reported that Monahan and Jimmy Dunn led these negotiations. Now, who is Jimmy Dunn? He is the name that many believe was the one who spearheaded this detente. He is the seminal golf club president. He is a member of the PGA Tour Policy Board. He is a member of Augusta National. He is a senior managing director at Piper. So he is incredibly influential. He apparently reached out to the Saudi PIF and Al-Ramayan first. LIV Golf CEO and Commissioner Greg Norman wasn't even involved. And that really isn't surprising, considering the, you know, sour relationship between Norman and just about everybody related to the PGA Tour. But how they were able to keep this secret was amazing. Nobody knew about this deal. Players didn't know. PGA Tour senior staff didn't even know until the announcement was made at 9:30 on Tuesday morning on CNBC. According to Dan Rappaport of Barstool's Foreplay, Monahan said the negotiations took about 7 weeks to play out. And it was, again, Jay Monahan with Jimmy Dunn and lawyer Ed Herlihy, who were the key executives doing this deal directly with Al-Ramayan. It was finalized apparently late Sunday or Monday night. None of the players knew. Tiger Woods didn't know. Rory McIlroy were not made aware of this deal until the last minute, and Rory McIlroy sits on the PGA Tour policy board. So again, the level of confidentiality and secrecy, just amazing. Now, the Saudi PIF will reportedly invest millions into this NewCo, which of course doesn't have a name yet. We could be talking somewhere in the range of $3 billion that they will invest. The value of this new company will be determined in the coming weeks when they determine the valuations of LIV Golf, the PGA Tour, and the DP World Tour. And the Saudi Public Investment Fund, the Saudi PIF, that will be the exclusive outside investor in this new company and has the right of first refusal on any future incoming capital investments. So by and large, they are determining who funds this, and they are determining the financial resources. Jay Monahan said any decision on whether the current LIV Golf players could return to play on the PGA Tour is one of the details they'll be getting into, but he basically said, quote, the tension's gone. Well, maybe the tension's gone when it comes to his point of view, but from everything I'm hearing and reading, there is still a lot of tension with the players on the PGA Tour. Players were blindsided, and everyone just found out about the news at the same time. And this is a membership organization. Last August, Jay Monahan was part of a players-only meeting in Delaware where they were unified against LIV Golf. Those players were offered money but turned it down to stay loyal and stay with the PGA Tour. And it's understandable if they feel a bit betrayed. NBC Sports' Mike Tirico is quite critical of the deal. And remember, Mike Tirico works for a network that is a strong and longtime partner of the PGA Tour. And he said PGA Tour players were let down by their leadership. And those are pretty strong words. Tour players met late on Tuesday with Monahan at the RBC Canadian Open. And apparently, it was a very contentious meeting. One player tweeted that the negative positive split was 90% negative in the player meeting. There was a standing ovation when the room called for new tour leadership. Jay Monahan was called a hypocrite by players, and Monahan reportedly stood and took their criticism. He acknowledged that he understood why he was being called a hypocrite. He said he accepted those criticisms, but he said circumstances have changed. And I just don't know what changed so much. And that's what still needs to come out. And there will be a lot of follow-up here in terms of how this deal came about and why this deal came about. I am still coming back to this potential antitrust litigation or these court cases that could have, and I'm just saying may have had an impact on this type of settlement. But on the bottom line is right now, Jay Monahan may be on some thin ice here. It was known that in the fall of 2021, many players were unhappy with his leadership. He certainly steadied the ship over the last year and a half. Many felt he had really thrived in establishing or reestablishing his leadership. He was on solid ground. But as we sit here on June 7th, it is going to be hard for Jay Monahan to win the trust of the players going forward, and we haven't even heard yet from the likes of Rory McIlroy or Tiger Woods. And one final note for Greg Norman, well, he was certainly LIV's public face. He was steadfast. And yes, he was criticized a lot and many disagreed with him. And even if you did disagree with him, like I did at times, he was out there week in and week out promoting LIV Golf and believing in the product. A lot of LIV Golf's ideas were the result of Greg Norman's support and advocacy. And while it seems the leaders of the PIF and Saudi Arabia clearly pushed Greg Norman aside here at the end, and his future role is certainly unclear and undetermined, the final outcome of this merger with the PGA Tour and his role in that shouldn't be marginalized. We will have much, much more on this story in the days and weeks ahead. And like I said, this story will likely be the biggest sports business story of 2023. And so that is your Morning Buzzcast for Wednesday, June 7th. I'm Abe Madcore coming to you from Chicago at our Brand Innovation Summit. We'll have a full recap of day one, where I'm sure this topic will be discussed quite a bit. Until I speak to you again, stay healthy, be good to each other. I'll speak to you on Thursday.